There is news today that the White House will appeal to the Supreme Court after a lower federal appeals court blocked the president's immigration plan yesterday.
And this immigration plan we're talking about are the executive actions that would prevent nearly 5 million people who are here illegally from being deported. Joining us now to talk more about this, what it means for those people, what it means for the White House, is Alan Gomez, an immigration reporter with USA Today. He's in Miami. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And first of all, tell us what this ruling said from the Court of Appeals yesterday.
Basically, what they're arguing is that the states that sued, 26 Republican states sued the Obama administration to halt this program, arguing that it exceeded his executive authority, that he needed congressional approval, that he had to go through more steps to be able to implement such a big, giant program. And what the court ruled was that, yeah, those states were likely to win that case. And so they maintained a hold that's been on this program throughout this year and now ensures that it will remain on hold at least through next year.
So the people that this would affect presumably have not taken any action that they would now have to undo.
Exactly. When the program was initially blocked by an appeals by a federal judge in Texas, it was just before the applications were about to start coming in. So there's about 4.3 million undocumented immigrants, mostly the parents of U.S. citizen children. In other words, they came here, had a baby, and so those children are now U.S. citizens. That was the biggest pool of people that was going to be protected. And so they haven't applied yet. They're still waiting, and now their wait's going to be quite a bit longer.
When you wonder if they will apply, even if a court rules in their favor, given the uncertainty here, that the idea that something could happen that would change things and all of a sudden make it so that they can be deported.
Yeah, and the uncertainty throughout this program at this point is just all over the place. I mean, the best case scenario for Obama right now is that the Supreme Court agrees to hear the case, gives him a favorable ruling, and that at the earliest would be next summer, which would only give him a few months left in his presidency. Everybody applying would know that the next president could then just reverse and end the program. And we're going to be right in the middle of the election. So this thing's going to be on very tenuous ground because of the timing and because how long it took for us to get today's this ruling that came out last night.
Did it surprise you, though, that the court ruled in this way, given that there have been amnesty programs over the course of our history in this country?
Well, I think if you ask a lot of the immigration advocates who have been watching this very closely, I don't think any of them are surprised. I mean, I know folks in the White House are not surprised either. This is a very conservative appeals court. It's a Fifth Circuit. And so I think a lot of them were expecting that. But at the same time, they were trying very hard to make the argument that this is not even close to the first time that a president has tried to unilaterally protect undocumented immigrants from deportation. This is a practice that goes back decades, used by Republicans and Democrat administrations. And President Obama himself in 2012 created a program that has protected over 700,000 undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children, dreamers, as we hear about them. And there was there were challenges to that, but it was quickly struck down. And so they thought, well, this is just ramping up that idea. It's the same principle. It's just a bigger program. So they thought they were on firm legal footing. And obviously, these justices disagreed.
And Alan, is it likely that over the next year or so, or however long it takes for this to wind its way through the courts, that many of these people will be deported?
Absolutely. I mean, understand that President Obama has been trying throughout his administration to focus his deportation dollars on undocumented immigrants who have criminal backgrounds, who pose a threat to national security, who have gang ties. So that's been their focus. But that hasn't always worked out that way. A lot of undocumented immigrants who don't fall into those priorities, as they call them, do end up getting deported. So even though they are, you know, been model citizens, if you will, while they've been living in this country, if they've been leading relatively law-abiding lives while they've been in this country, a lot of them absolutely have been falling through the cracks and end up getting deported. So yeah, there's 4.3 million of them. And yeah, it's very likely that some of them will absolutely end up getting deported as this keeps winding its way through the courts.
And we'll keep following it. Alan Gomez, who covers immigration for USA Today, joining us from Miami. Thank you.
Thank you.